also have another knock knock joke. Are you ready? Knock knock. Doris. Door is locked. That's why I'm knocking. Now I'm going to tell you a story that Jesus told. This story is about a judge who didn't care about people and who didn't think much of God. This judge was concerned only with his own comfort and contentment. And in the city where he was supposed to be helping people resolve their differences and their difficulties, there lived a woman who was being very badly mistreated by someone else. And this woman didn't have any family to help her or defend her or support her. So her only hope that this other person was going to stop bullying her and cheating her and treating her badly, her only hope was to go to the judge and ask him to make her, to make this other person do the right thing and make her be safe and okay in her own city. The trouble was that this judge didn't care. And so this woman, the first time she went and said, "Please make things right for me," the judge said, "Nope, not interested, go away." And the next time she went to say, "Please help me with my difficulties, I'm being badly treated," he said, "Nope, don't care, go away." And the third time she came and said, "I really need you to do justice here," he said, "Nope, don't care, go away." Over and over again, that was the answer he kept giving. And she had to keep coming back day after day and asking for justice, asking for help, knocking on the judge's door. And every day he would tell her he wasn't interested, he wasn't going to help her, she should just go away. But finally, after she kept knocking and coming back every day, every day, every day for a long time, finally the judge had a little conversation with himself in his head. And he said to himself, "My strategy doesn't really seem to be working. I keep telling this woman to go away and leave me alone, and she doesn't do it. She keeps coming back. She keeps knocking on my door. She keeps saying that she has a problem and she wants me to help. She needs justice. I think I'm going to have to break my own rule here, even though I really don't care and don't want to help her. In this case, I'm just worn out and tired of seeing her. I think I'm going to have to find out her situation and bring about justice on her behalf so that she'll leave me alone." And so it was that the judge finally did the right thing, because the woman wouldn't leave him alone until he did. It's interesting to me to think about what might have given her the courage and the strength to keep coming back and asking for justice when she was told so many times that she wasn't important and it didn't matter. My theory is that between those visits and those knocks on the door in front of this judge, I think she was praying to God every day, because she knew how much God loves her and each one of us, and she knew how much God cares about justice and people being treated right and being treated fairly. And so she kept praying, and that gave her the strength to go back until finally justice was done. When Jesus told this story, he said, "God is nothing like that awful judge who was lazy and didn't care about anybody. God cares very much about us, each one of us, and God wants the right thing to be done. God's all in favor of justice, so God wants to act quickly to bring justice on our behalf." And so we're grateful, but Jesus was concerned, like, are there more people besides this woman who was so persistently faithful? Are there others who could be so faithful in prayer and so strong in seeking justice that we would know that justice could grow in our world? So he kind of left us with an inspiration and a question to think about, and we're going to think about those things as we say our prayer today. Dear God, we know that there are bullies in the world, and there are sometimes people who don't treat us well. And so we ask that you give us the courage and the patience and the persistence to be able to keep standing up and asking for what is right. Even when we get told no, help us to keep coming back and seeking justice until, in fact, oh God, through your strength and compassion, justice is, in fact, done. We thank you for this guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, have fun in Sunday school.